from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. What you were just listening to was a remix from Final Fantasy VI called City Corner Lullaby by, my writing is really bad here, but I think by Jenner Stern. You can find us at ocremix.org, that's ocremix.org. And I always like the music that plays in the towns in FF6, I always thought it was very pretty, so that remix stuck out to me kind of, you know, kind of captures a nice kind of floaty sound, but this next one is kind of in the same vein in terms of that. It's a bit of a slower remix in some, but it's from a game that was, I believe, panned by critics, and if not by critics, but at least fans of the game, you know, the game that it's supposedly the sequel of. It's from a game, and I can understand their complaints because it's from Chrono Cross, and I can understand why, if you played Chrono Trigger and loved it, why you would not play Chrono Cross, or why you would not play or like Chrono Cross. And it's a real shame because Chrono Cross had a really good soundtrack. But everything else in the game kind of fell a bit flat, I have to tell you. And I really liked Chrono Trigger, and I liked Chrono Cross, actually. You know, I didn't mind it so much. I thought it was pretty nice. But mostly, the music kind of won me over. And the plot, not so much, but the music was very nice. And so I'm always very appreciative of any remixes that I can find from Chrono Cross. And there aren't a lot of them, but there are a few. And this one in particular I really liked. It has a nice echoey kind of feeling. It kind of fit the mood of the game to me. The game was very pretty, if nothing else. But anyway, this is from Chrono Cross. You can find us at ocremix.org. This is by Chronosis, and this is Time Voyager. Thank you. That was Chronosis with Time Voyager from Chrono Cross. You can find that at ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Double your pressure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great myth.
Double the fun.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delight with the right mint. For refreshment, it's the only one. Double your pleasure.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. 2 for the price of 1. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. And this next track is kind of interesting. This game was very infamous back in the day. It was one of the very early first-person shooters, I believe. I don't know, I don't think it was the first one. Maybe it was. I don't know. But it might go to Doom. But either way, it was in that kind of vein. But more than that that gave this game infamy was what it was about. And essentially, you shot Nazis, and, you know, at the end you had to fight a giant mecha Hitler and stuff like that. You know, it was really ridiculous, but the thing that really made people angry, if I recall correctly, was that at one point, you know, they send some German shepherds on you and you shoot and kill them. And people were very upset about the supposed animal cruelty in a game about shooting Nazis, you know. And I remember there was a big controversy about this, you know, people were complaining, etc., etc. Either way, we had a copy. And I used to play a little bit. I didn't really get what was going on in it, necessarily. I just thought it was a shooter, and, you know, I had a vague concept of what Nazis were, but as I assume a lot of children do, but, you know, I didn't really understand what they were exactly. But either way, you know, it was a stupid game, but, you know, it was kind of fun either way. And then the music stuck with me, and there actually is a Wolfenstein 3D remix out there. And actually, I think they did a Return to Castle Wolfenstein recently, I'm not sure. But either way, this remix has kind of a very sad, kind of a melancholy feel to it, you know, added some, you know, bits of Hitler's speech into it. It's a departure from Mae's Dude's normal, you know, style, but it really kind of stuck with me somehow. I don't know if it was just the melodies, you know, been burned into my memory after all these years, or it was just kind of so forlorn in a way. But either way, you can find it at osremix.org. This is from Wolfenstein 3D. This is by Mae's Dude, and this is Nazi Requiem.
At all of this, hey!
Thank you.
That was Nazi Requiem by Maze Dude from Wolfenstein 3D. It was a very weird game. It's kind of hard to take very seriously because, you know, the graphics at that point were really terrible, and, you know, things just got really ridiculous at the end, but I liked the music in it, you know, what I can recall of it. But this next one is from a game that's a little bit more, I suppose, better known, or at least its soundtrack is. It's been remixed back, you know, and forth all over the place. But I liked this take on it. I really liked the original theme. It was, you know, it always brought back a lot of strong memories for me. And I always thought this version of it was very pretty. But this is by Dark Prince Luca, Free Mind, Grey Lightning, and Israfel. This is from Final Fantasy VII. This is, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, Flusterlieb. That was Flusterliebe from Final Fantasy VII by Dark Prince Luca, Free Mind, Grey Lightning, and Israfel. You can find that at ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your ribs to the roof of your mouth, pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp, and leaves you for dead. Want one, don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous. So loaded.
Chocolate.
Peanut caramel Reese's peanut butter.
You don't eat it. You survive it.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. And our next one is a long track, which I like, actually. I like that this game lends itself to long remixes, actually, because I think the music of this game is amazing. So any kind of, you know, song that tends to blend themes together from this game is awesome to me. But again, you can also find this at ocremix.org. It's from one of my favorite games, Super Metroid. So by Vigilante, and this is ZBC and Midnight. I would like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network. I'd like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.